Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Time for Clay's Good, Better, Best. Clay, give it to us.
The red zone defense. Situational defense is good. Five times the Packers got to the red zone. Five times it got to the low red zone inside the 10-yard line and didn't score a touchdown. Mm. You guys ready for better?
Yes, let's go better.
You know what's better?
Yeah.
DJ Moore, last time he played against the Green Bay Packers, one catch, negative 4 yards on 3 targets. People are talking about what's wrong with DJ.
I remember that.
Is he not a fit with Ben Johnson?
Yep.
What does DJ do? He comes out and has 4 for 69 and 2 touchdowns against the Browns, and then he has 5 for 97 and a touchdown against the Packers. That catch was one of the best catches you will see.
All right, what's best?
You know what the best is.
What's the best?
Caleb.
The Iceman. What's up, Maverick?
The Iceman.
The Iceman.
Good, better, best.
Good, better, best.
Never let it rest.
Never let it rest.
It's going to get better.
It's going to get better.
You better get better.
You better get better.
Bears on 3. 1, 2, 3.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we are here for a full boat. It's Thursday. Wait, it's Wednesday, but it feels like a Thursday. That means it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and that 5 o'clock is going to be Dave Wannstedt getting you ready for this weekend of football. Alex is in full space command. He is by himself. He didn't even go to the beach today. And by beach, I mean Burrito Beach.
Can't have 2 beach days in a row. It's a
Facts.
Little too much.
Facts. Tanny is on vacation. Spiegs is running errands. That man is Clay Harbor. What's up, Clay?
What's up, Lawrence? Looking forward to talking some Bears, talking some ball, getting into some tight end, some Caleb, all good things. Huge game coming up this Saturday. Not Saturday. Saturday was last week. This Sunday night football against the 49ers, man. Looking forward to it.
The pride of Dwight, Illinois.
Let's go, Trojans.
The pride of Missouri State.
Let's go, Bears.
8 years in the league?
8 years in the league.
8 years in the league for Clay Harbor playing the tight end position, and we are going to lend on his experience and learn more about that position and learn more about why Ben Johnson has been able to parlay coaching that position into a head coaching job. There's a lot of stuff for us to do on the show today, including us talking with Brock Spack, the head coach of the Illinois State Redbirds. They're playing for a national championship in a week and a half. And I couldn't be more excited for him and for them and that program. And no, I didn't go to Illinois State. The guys that have gone to Illinois State and are in the Hall of Fame, Chris Ronji and Mark Grody. Do you see them putting Brock's back on? No. No. It's your boy who's putting Brock's back on, because our relationship goes back like a decade. And I know, Clay, you call games for them.
And it's funny because obviously I went to Missouri State in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. Now they're up in the Sun Belt, but they were our rival. I actually played against Coach Brock Speck. That tells you how long he's been at ISU. But I call games for the Redbirds, and this team snuck into the playoffs, mm-hmm. and they just kept winning, beat North Dakota State, the number one team in the country that had beat the brakes off of them early in the year. I called that game Missouri Valley Game of the Week. Come back, beat North Dakota State, win these games, and now they find themselves in the national championship with the time to come home with the trophy against the North, not the North Dakota State, the Montana State Bison.
Yeah, the Montanas had their state championship game in the national semifinal, or as Layla would say, semifinal. And now Illinois State has an opportunity to win it. So we will talk with their head coach coming up at 3 o'clock. Paul Papps will join us in a few minutes. Dave Wannstedt will join us at 5 o'clock. All right, Clay. You have been on this, and inside of the show group text, you have been giving example after example after example. Yesterday, Carmen and I were talking about the chip on the shoulder that Caleb Williams plays with and how he's been a little bit more vocal about it over the past couple of weeks. And I thought that you did a great job of lending some weight to the clapback on Shady McCoy. When Shady McCoy was talking about, I'm not seeing anything complicated. This offense is super easy. And you were like, yeah, I was in the huddle with you, Shady. What you talking about?
It didn't make any sense to me. And it's like, you look at the Bears, they are second in motion rate this year. And when I see motion, motion makes these play calls longer. It's difficult to get all the plays moving. And he has really become a good quarterback, if not, and I'm not going to say great yet, but running the operation, getting the guys lined up. And that's hard to do. It's his first year in the system, his second year in the league, and that's something that is very hard to do. You're in the huddle. These concepts aren't easy concepts. You think Ben Johnson's coming in here saying, I'm going to put the training wheels on, and we're just going to make sure that this offense is just running smoothly without trying to make any big plays?
I'm kind of glad that he didn't. Like, there was a theory that he might, and I remember during training camp, the question of, man, is he throwing too much at Caleb? They clearly had a plan, and that plan was, we're going to make you responsible for everything. We're going to make this super hard in July and August so that when October and November get here, it's going to feel easier.
It's like you know, you teach some courses over there at DePaul, right? It's you throw a lot at these guys in training camp. You throw the whole book at them. So they get to see it in training camp. Then guess what? You get to see it in OTAs, firstly. Then you come back and you see it again in training camp. Then you come back again each week for game plan. So you really get to see this stuff three times. That's why they made it so difficult during training camp, because they know when we get to game planning, we're going to already have installed a lot of this stuff, and it's your second, third time going through it, so now you're going to understand it better. It's all about getting exposed to it as much as you can, and that's why they were doing that with Caleb. And trust me, I was at every training camp practice. A lot of it wasn't pretty. It looks a lot smoother now when you trim down the game plan. You get it nice and clear and concise, and everybody's on the same page. You have your motions, you have your shifts, you have your plays, and now you can really lock in what you're doing, and it makes it seem almost easier than it was during training camp when you had this whole big group of plays that you're going through.
Yes, I'm glad that you brought that up, Clay, because it's something that honestly we don't talk enough about. The difference between installing an entire offense versus here's the game plan this week for the Browns. How does that work? Because you've been through this a bunch of times in the NFL, and walk people through the difference in volume that we're talking about from training camp to a regular season game.
And it's harder now, because back in the day, Lawrence, there were no three training camp practices, then you're off. There was training camp after training camp practice after training camp practice. So you have all these days to install this stuff. Now you condense that down because all the new rules with the CBA, you can only have so many practices, whatnot. I think it's good for the players, but you don't get as much time to go through this stuff. So the Bears, Ben Johnson comes out, throws the full book at him. Let's see what he can hold on to. Let's see what he struggles with. But once you go through all that, you see what he's good at, you see what he needs work on, then you get to the game plan and you're able to see, okay, when we install this, we might have to go over this a little longer. He's good with this. We don't have to go over this as long. So now you're really clear and concise, and the game plan isn't near as long. It's very specific to the team you're playing against. What are they good at? What are they not good at? We want to exploit them here. We want to go after them here. So it's much smaller, and the game plan is almost, it is, it's easier than learning an offense in training camp. It's a little easier. You got less reads. You see the coverages this team runs, and you get to really zone in and hone in on exactly what you need to do.
One more thing, since we have you here. I mean, we're gonna talk about Clay's career a bunch on today's show since he's here. We were talking about Tom Brady.
Yes.
You know Tom.
Yeah.
You've been in meetings with Tom. You've been in offenses with Tom. How maniacal was he? And what are the things that if Caleb were to take something from Tom that's actually he can, like, take from him, what do you hope he takes from him?
I already see him taking it from him. And the same, what we saw him talking about in this press conference yesterday, Caleb saying, you know, nobody believed in me. Tom, this guy had, when I showed up there, 6 Super Bowl rings, MVP, countless MVPs. He's going, I'm just a 6th-round pick. I'm just a guy trying to make it, trying to prove people wrong. Same thing with Julian Edelman. He's a guy, I'm just a 7th-round pick. Like, Julian, you've been in the Pro Bowl 3 times. What are you talking about? Holding on to that, putting that chip on your shoulder, and people are saying, what's Caleb Williams talking about? He was the 1st overall pick. He was a 5-star. Guess what? Last year, people were saying he was the biggest bust in the draft. They're taking all 5 first-round quarterbacks over him. He can't do play action. Guess what? The Bears have the 2nd most play action passes this year in the entire NFL. He's become really good at it. The guy can't turn his back to the defense. He can't comprehend this Bears offense. I remember Dan Orlovsky saying, it's going to take 3 to 4 years before he can run a Ben Johnson offense. It looks to me like Caleb Williams is doing a pretty solid job of that right now, and I know that his completion percentage, 32 of 33 qualified quarterbacks. But what they don't tell you is this guy's throwaway rate and his lack of getting sacks is a big part of why his completion percentage isn't what it was.
And
the drop rate, number 1 in the NFL. Listen to this, Lawrence. I thought this was a telling stat. Caleb has 11 more throwaways than sacks. 34 throwaways, 23 sacks. Last year, he had 37 throwaways and 68 sacks. Okay, that is telling right there. He is getting rid of the ball instead of taking those sacks. Ben came in talking about EPA per play. You know, this efficiency. When you're taking a play, what does it do towards your chance of scoring? He even said it was a bigger factor than turnovers, which is kind of funny now, showing how the Bears have the league lead in turnovers. They've been winning games that way. But Caleb has got the ball out. He's thrown the ball away. Yes, he's getting better at just getting out of these sacks, using his athletic ability. But that is one of the big reasons why the Bears are successful, him throwing the ball away and not taking these stats. I'll take the lower completion percentage.
Especially if they're attached to wins. Alex, would you like to share some audio of people saying stuff?
Yeah, so look, guys, I found it as humorous as you guys did that yesterday after Caleb Williams was like, yeah, everybody doubted me, that a lot of national media members came out and were like, what are you talking about? You were the number 1 overall pick. Let's just take a trip down memory lane.
So why is everybody being dishonest about this Caleb Williams situation? The article suggests that Caleb told his dad Bears coaches weren't teaching him what to watch on film. Y'all, it's the league, bruh. Coaches don't tuck you in bed at night and say, all right, little Timmy, you need to watch the Lions play. All right, little Timmy, you got to watch the Vikings. It's the league, bro. It's the league. It's the league. The league ain't for everybody. Hi, I'm everybody. That's why I only played 3-4 years. The league will kick you and spit you out, bruh. Caleb's the number 1 overall pick. He could call Peyton Manning. He could call Tom Brady. He could call Drew Brees. They'll all pick up. He could ask the coach. Close mouths. Don't get fed. It's the league, bruh.
Yeah, there was a lot of that going around, and I think that, I mean, this goes back to the article about Caleb, and I obviously there were some people who had some thoughts about it. I think that you also, the Tyler Dunn piece, you also have to realize that the situation in Hallis Hall last year was abysmal. There was a lot of stuff that was just going on, and at a certain point, it became everyone doing cover your ass, and now it's a better situation. He has a better group of teachers. That's not to say that there weren't quality coaches on the staff last year, but now they have a coach that when I listen to any of the other offensive coaches, I am hearing consistency in messaging from Ben Johnson all the way down to JT Barrett. And that, I think, is important for a guy. And if I were Caleb, it would be hard to trust. You know what I mean? Like, it would be hard to be like, oh, so wait, you guys are going to help me? And he's walked in and they've actually helped him.
Absolutely. And Ben and Caleb, we've heard it. They meet every morning after the game. They go in the office for hours and they sit there and they break down the plan. They break down every throw. You hear Ben talking about this. Yes, there's coaches that are going to be there watching film with you no matter what. When you're a quarterback, when you're a rookie quarterback coming in this situation, you have to take it to another level. Does he have time to call Peyton Manning and ask him how exactly to watch film and can you look at my... He's not looking at the game plan with him. I mean, some of these takes were so outlandish. I'm going to call when I'm a tight end. Tony Gonzalez, obviously I wouldn't have that access as a backup tight end, but and be like, hey, Tony, when I'm watching that... What? No, it's so much more structured right now. You feel how much more regimented it is. And they are teaching Caleb how to be a pro. And yes, a lot of it's on his plate, but Ben really challenged him. And you heard Caleb in the press conference. I didn't know if this guy liked me at first. There's times I didn't think he liked. That's good because he's pushing you to be the best that you can be and showing you what he expects you to do, what he expects from you. And I've had coaches that really didn't like me. And I've had coaches that sometimes you seem like they don't like you, but they're just trying to get the most out of you. Your guys' fates are tied together. What they're doing is trying to find a way to push your buttons, to see how you work, to get inside your mentality and see what they can do to make you better. And I think Ben was really good at that. And Caleb, whether it was the extension with Tyson Bagent, whether it was the whatever he's doing, talking about, you know, maybe we need to slow down some of these installs, but he figured out a way to really get through to Caleb Williams, and it shows on Sundays.
Clay Harbor is here. He's going to be hosting the show all afternoon with me while Spiegs is out running errands. We're going to take a break. When we come back, our buddy Paul Pabst is going to join us. I'd love to get his thoughts about what happened Saturday night. And don't worry, we've got all sorts of stuff preview the game coming up. We're going to let Clay turn the page to the 49ers later on. Turn the Pages Industries is given special dispensation to Clay Harbor to turn the page and get us ready for Bears 49ers. Paul Pabst is coming up next here on The Score.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The biggest praise that we've had so far this year is staying on schedule. And, you know, we hear week in and week out, staying out of the obvious passing situation. And early on, when Indy was playing really, really well, we talked to Daniel Jones about it. And, you know, staying on schedule, he said taking the boring throw.
Right.
You know, not always making, you know, the huge throw down the field. We got a little bit of it with Sam Darnold as well.
That was Moose Johnston talking about where the Bears offense has improved this season and the changes that Ben Johnson has made to not just this offense, but this franchise. That was on the tailgate with our next guest, Paul Pabst. By the way, Clay Harbor is sitting in for Spiegs today. He's going to be here all show. We're going to have a good time, and we're having a good time with our guy, Paulie, right now, who joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Paulie, I know you heard our last segment. We were talking about the national narratives that surround Caleb. You're around this because you hear and talk to a bunch of people on the national stage. How have you seen it evolve?
It's interesting. You could do an hour on this because I think a lot of people outside of Chicago and outside of yourselves and us don't watch entire Bears games. They watch highlights and lowlights, and they make their decisions based off those. And Caleb Williams, to be candid, is a polarizing national figure. And a lot of people hitched their wagon to reaction off him. I think it was 11 weeks ago, Colin Cowherd said that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams would not work out. When you make a declarative statement like that, you can't come back on it 7 weeks later when they're flirting with the number one seed in the playoffs. So I think he's a polarizing guy that people use for agendas as much as analyzing his play.
Paul, the 49ers have gone 19 possessions without punting. 19. How does the Bears defense come up with a scheme to stop these guys?
You know, that Monday night game, usually I watch the Monday night game very casually. And when I saw that 49ers offense, I was like, oh, man, can we get a break? I would say the good news for the Bears is they got two extra days off in compared to the 49ers. And rarely do teams play that well a couple games in a row. Christian McCaffrey's not what he used to be. Kittle's still good. Purdy looked fantastic. And the one thing, and I know you want the number one seed or you want to win the North, but at the very least, this is not for a playoff spot.
So, Paulie, walk me through your watching experience of Saturday night's game.
Ah. Okay, so I'm watching the game, and when the bad snap happened, it was a real gut shot, you know, that trick play, and I think it was for everybody because the Bears were just cruising. I think it was like 10 plays, 70 yards. They're cruising downfield, and it just stopped. All momentum on offense stopped. The defense was just holding on in the red zone. And then with about 2 minutes left, when Santos made that great field goal, but he didn't get it done before the two-minute break, I'm like, I don't see it. It's hard to see. And I'm not trying to be not confident, but I was just like, you start doing the math. I think it's less than 8% of onside kicks work. But when I saw Romeo Doubs back up instead of go forward to the ball, I'm like, oh. And then Blackwell got it. It was on. And then everything just broke their way. It's like Green Bay puckered up at the end. They had about five opportunities to close that game on, and they puckered up.
It was amazing to me on that play. And Clay, I know that you know a little bit about this too. I feel like the way Romeo Doubs handled that onside kick is going to be coaching tape all over the league on how to not handle an onside kick.
Attack the ball. You gotta go after that ball. Attack the ball. Get it. Don't stand there and let the ball play you. You go and get the ball. I mean, is that what you saw, Paul?
Yeah, it's exactly it. He hesitates by even a blip. And if you look at it in slow motion, the next thing you see are Bears coming into the camera view. And he probably sees them and sees that, and it bounces off. He's got great hands, but he has to attack, like you said. But once they got it, it felt like the game was on. And going to the late touchdown that a lot of people thought they should go for two, I like that they didn't go for two. I thought they had so much momentum and were noticeably the better team the last few minutes of the game. Why not get it to overtime?
When you talk to people around football and around the country about this Bears team right now, I would love to know what they're saying about the possibilities of this being more than just a really cute story for the regular season.
You know, this is what really frustrates me. I was online today looking a little bit, and people were talking about how many Bears victories that were snatched from defeat and Vegas and all the different games, the Giants game. And people were critiquing it, saying this is not sustainable. Usually it's not sustainable, right up until it is. Mm-hmm. And the Bears have it's not like winning the lottery 3 weeks in a row. It doesn't happen. The Bears have found a niche where they believe in themselves in the fourth quarter. Now, is that sustainable through three playoff games? Probably not if you were going to bet against it, because it's a first-year head coach with a second-year quarterback. That's never happened with the Super Bowl victory. But I think when people say this is not sustainable, I think it's quite sustainable because they believe that they're going to win it no matter what. It reminded me like a generation ago, the New York Yankees in the late 90s, they would win every game, just about every game, and they'd win it in this eighth and ninth inning, and they just believed they were better at that time. And whether you're convincing yourself, it works, and the math just works.
I'll tell you that you don't have to go that far back or change sports. You right. can go back to last year's Kansas City Chiefs team.
Absolutely.
And now, look, it's flipped on its head. In 2024, they were winning one-score games like nobody's business. In 2025, they lost one-score games because that's the league. That's how the NFL always kind of balances itself out. But my whole feeling about it is this year has been so weird. Why not the Bears?
Yeah, and there's not a great team in the NFC. I mean, the Eagles seem down. The Rams are really good, but they could be beaten. They lost to the Panthers recently. There's not a great team in the NFC. And I see Packers fans this week and Packers media, more than fans, complaining this week, saying, oh, the Packers were better for 58 minutes. Do you think Vince Lombardi ever said, hey, guys, let's go beat them for 58 minutes. Go get them. No. You know, I don't care how you win. You know, football is not about judgment, even though that's kind of what we do. You know, Notre Dame didn't make the playoffs because of it. They were judged not be quality enough to make the playoffs. And I thought that was wrong. But if you were judging the playoffs, some people could ding the Bears and say, you know what? They're not a great team for four quarters. But it's just math. If the Bears keep doing this, nobody's opinion matters if the math works out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you look at Caleb Williams when he's trailing this year, cardiac Caleb Williams when he's trailing this year, 72.4 adjusted completion percentage, adjusting for throwaways and drops, 1,943 yards, 16 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. To me, that shows you a guy that is playing best when it matters the most. Are you buying into the fact that Caleb Williams is one of these quarterbacks that when the game gets tense, when it's the most pressure on, that he is actually better?
I would rather have a quarterback that's great in the fourth quarter than the first quarter and terrible in the fourth quarter. Nobody would ever sign up for that. And the other thing, people like to ding Caleb Williams for his completion percentage. I'm looking at Josh Allen's second year in the pros, 58.8 completion percentage, 20 touchdowns, 9 picks. He's worked out pretty well because he had time to develop. His third year, he was first-team All-Pro. Let it play out a little bit. And also, again, going back to judging the Bears, it doesn't really matter what they do in the regular season if they make the playoffs. Remember that the 2011 New York Giants? They won on the last game of the regular season. They were 9-7. They made the playoffs, and they won the Super Bowl over Tom Brady. And that was an average team, 9-7, and they won the Super Bowl. Eli Manning is off; they're going to go to the Hall of Fame based off that win.
Yeah, he was Tom's kryptonite, and Tom mentions it quite often as someone who loves to find something to joust at. Paulie, we appreciate you, man, for jumping on. Are you going to pour one out for McGee's this weekend?
Yeah, McGee's Bar, very sad over there on Webster. I went there a lot. I may have an open tab there. And one thing, on the tailgate on Saturday, we got Urlacher on the show.
Oh, cool. You and Brian will have a good time talking about this Bears team. It's nice to see him kind of reappear because that's a lot of people's favorite Bear of all time. So that's cool. Check out the tailgate with Paulie Paps this weekend here on The Score. Sir, we appreciate you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Paul.
Love you guys. Home with Flossmore forever.
Damn right. That's Paul Paps, a Marian Catholic graduate. But he's all right with me. He's okay.
They're your rivals?
Yes.
They used to beat you, huh?
No. No. Why anyone would choose to go to Marion when HF was right there for you with your parents' taxes is just crazy. It's just crazy. You know, it's one of those things.
I was down in Dwight, Lawrence, so I didn't have nothing to know about that. I was down there in Dwight.
Who was the big rival in Dwight?
We'd play against Wilmington. You know, we had Braidwood, Reed Custer. There would be Cole City.
Cole City?
Yeah.
Shout out to our guy, Nick Shepkowski from Cole City.
Yeah, Cole City. And we usually lost a lot of those games. In our senior year, we were good. But, yeah, it was a fun conference, man, down Interstate 8. Fun time. Good small school conference, Lawrence.
I know. I know about the Interstate 8. I know what you guys are doing down there back in the day. And I know that you know a lot about this Illinois State team. We are going to talk with their head coach, Brock Speck, because, one, we both really like Brock Speck. Two, they're playing for the Natty. Illinois State, if you're a Redbird alum and you're like, wait, what? Yeah, that's happening. Oh, and they got a huge donation this week, too. We're going to talk with Brock Speck about the football and the money next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.